I called my sister, hoping to hear a report that was contrary to Jack's demeanor. She answered her cell phone but was reluctant to talk as she expected a phone call from a hospital representative with an update on Connor's condition. Her report was curt. They'd received a call just short of midnight from a crisis care manager at the Advocate Illinois Masonic Hospital in Chicago. Although details were sketchy, Connor had been hit by a car while walking on a crosswalk just before midnight. He'd been transferred by ambulance to the emergency room where a trauma team awaited his arrival. His condition was serious. Kathy's voice was deliberate. I heard her call to bravery. The severed connection left me longing to be with her. I envisioned my brother-in-law gripping the steering wheel, his white knuckles and lead foot willing the car beyond the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. The distance between them and their son must have felt colossal. I was certain this night felt like an eternity. I thought of Kathy staring out the passenger window to the nothingness of darkness, clutching her cell phone. I sensed her terror. But even in these initial moments of trying to place her mounting worry, I was heartened by the tone of her voice. Her words were grounded in the belief that Connor would be okay, that somehow his young life prepared him for this, and that she would see him through. All they could do was wait and drive and wait. "We just need to get there," she said to me. "But I know in my heart he'll be okay." Kathy's choice to lead with love navigated their journey to Connor's side. But I also felt a looming tsunami of fright.